Yes, we have been in Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Yes.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? Are you well? Is God good? What about your bodies? May God meet everyone with weakness. As we do execute this work together with him, that yields as we move on preaching. We thank him that still he fulfills scriptures. And Hebrews 10, to forsake fellowship as the others do. In the other way, there are others who gather every day, but they don't fulfill 1 Corinthians 14. When he speaks that when you gather, whoever with the word of wisdom, the word of understanding, a revelation, a song of him, may all be done for building the church of Christ. And that church is us, and it's not the buildings. May God bless you for coming to fulfill all those commands. Just come to gather for the sake
of
growing in wisdom and understanding. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
We
move on to see the skill of the devil on God and his church. And like we say, we wind up to see the Holy Spirit with his works of righteousness, and the devil and its works of unrighteousness. And at the same time, we begin to see the right Christ and his church, and the false Christ and their churches. But we told you that beginning to see the right Christ and his church, and the false Christ and their churches, beginning to see the false prophets, those responsible over the third seats, on the seal of the devil, the number 666.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's go to the third beast.
Daniel 7.
Daniel 7 verse 6.
Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ne ntunula, era laba endala ng'engo yalina ebiwawaatiro bina eby'ennyonyi ku mabega gaayo, era ensolo yalina emitwe ena n'eweebwa okufuga.
Yes, he was
Jesus.
Version endala.
Another version of the spirit of the devil, the kingdom of the devil, and appearing in the form of a leopard. And this time it had another thing different. It had four heads. This, it had moved to modify its ways. For those four heads, you'll see that in the worship that add ingredients in it, the spiritual wickedness. The spiritual relations, the clans that empowered and put more strength in that, even in the politics. And things that gotten worse. People are not minded so much of the economic sector, like the bribe and the others.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But these four heads that began to separate them in the third beast, and
have
put them in the four heads
to
try to fill them with spots. If you understand how a leopard appears,
we've been
studying it for a long time. And when
it
preaches here, to fight with the church, even the right Christ, we move on ahead.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. I think we remember Jeremiah and explain concerning the leopard. Jeremiah 13.
Yeremia isura ya 13
katandikolo abirimu biri paka abirimu kali
Yeremia isura
Jeremiah 13 from verse
22. Bingi kiridde lwaki olw'obutali butuukirivu bwo kubanga bungi n'ebirenge n'ebirenge byo kye bivudde bibikulwako n'ebisinziiro byo bigiriddwa ekyekyo.
Nsawa ya kubikula.
It's moment of healing.
Ebyama by'obwakabaka bwa Satani.
The secrets of the kingdom of the devil.
Obwerere bwe.
It's nakedness.
Together
with Jezebel and the false prophets in destruction and
in
holding the number
666,
the seal of the devil, the seal of the spirit of the devil. Try telling all the secrets. Try to show you the number 666, like we first heard. It comes from the spots and the wrinkles.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And the person has to begin to write the number 6.
The person
put a point down there and you wrinkle, you twist the number. Have you understood it? When you write the number 6 in your book, you
first
put a dot on your paper with your pen.
Because
you first started in the first season,
you
first put a spot to twist and wrinkle each to bring a wrinkle. Secrets, the number 6 are very many.
It's
so amazing with understanding.
I want
you to put a pen on the
paper
and you take away, see what's on the book. You're going to begin to write. What has come? The spot. Begin to write the same. Move ahead with the
spot.
Write 6. You're going to see twisting evolving. Write the 6. Have you written? Was it a twisting evolved? Now, brethren, this kingdom is even
more
of the spots and the wrinkles.
All
these leopards. God had begun to appear here and to be known. For the battle manifesting God began on the ear of King Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar proclaimed the entire world is the only God to be worshipped. His son too he proclaimed that. Darius felt problems and he too proclaimed the God to be worshipped. Now in the third piece, this God is holy, doesn't want sports and wrinkles. What we have to be the next version we bring.
From
the kingdom of the devils, the spirit of the devil, the spots and the wrinkles.
Now
you pick the number 666, what
Satan
begins with spots. It involves wrinkles. And the wrinkles in the number 666 is amazing. There are a number of wrinkles within it. When you put a dot to write
no waiter,
and you bend it
no
and you bring it, makes it.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Let's move on to Jeremiah.
Jeremiah 13:23. Muyinza okukola obulungi abamanyira okukola obubi.
Olidde bulungi.
Have you heard clearly?
Version ey'omwoyo guno.
The version of this spirit of the devil.
Obwakabaka bwa Satan.
The kingdom of the devil.
Omulembe gwa Greek.
The era of the Greek.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
This time it came and it intended that just tearing and destroying people is not enough. We may kill a person right yesterday, make it in heaven. Out of force, whoever is killed, they have spots. And the wrinkles that they don't make it back to heaven. Now they say, don't just tear every person you find.
No,
even to destroy them just like that. Let's try see they get to have spots and wrinkles. If they can never repent. Get a leopard.
No, you are a katako.
And you cut off its skin. When they grow again, they will come with spots.
It's
when if they get it, it will change them. And it gets to be very hard.
Went
deeper in their blood and it planted evil works of unrighteousness in them. Till their hearts have gotten a sickness which can't be healed
just.
But remember, when you see of this kingdom, the spirit of the devil coming with many spores. In the fourth version, they joined all the three. The kingdom of the Romans. That's the Roman Empire. Now that is so much dangerous. Joined all the other versions before. For many of them, but forgotten of the leopard bear. And it joined them, it came out very dangerous. As we shall see ahead.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But to bring the leopard, it involves shedding blood, eating human hearts and other things. But most of all, they are the spots. People
with
sins that they can't no more settle. And it's a battle fight with the saints.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Let's go to Ephesians briefly. Ephesians 5.
Ephesians 5.
Ephesians 5:25.
Abasajja, mwagalenga bakazi bammwe, era nga Kristo bwe yayagala ekkanisa ne yeewaayo ku lwayo, alyoke agitukuze ng'amaze okugirongoosa n'okuginaaza n'amazzi mu kigambo.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. Like we've heard, the kingdom of the leopard, the spirit of the devil rising from the people, they are rebellious children. They have not seen half spots of their unrighteousness. They are not ready to settle and align themselves. These appear like a leopard. Put off its skin and it grows again the same with spots. What the devil did in our kingdom? To hold people deeper in sin. And only needs the blood of Jesus to help you. Wash out that evil spirit inside you. Take out that evil sin which covered your spirit. No matter what you preach, you repent, leave this. You hear them, but settling is very hard. Living sin,
you
feel a battle. But the Lord tries to see that He pours on us the water of His word. Get to wash out that evil spirit. This is spoken in Hebrews 10. Now let's draw close to the holy place.
As
we wash off with holy water,
we
take out that evil spirit. Now when we speak of these spots,
the people,
they have an evil spirit in their veins, they don't want to change. They don't want to settle.
But
accept to give up sin.
People can
accept sin to be washed with the water of the words.
That
version, time it's worked a great deal for
them.
For if we are to be washed,
we must
be in the water of the word of God.
But
this generation is what first quote most scriptures, which we call the generation of the Greek. Fight with the Gabriel, the Major, those who were bringing some scriptures. This era of the Greek. They began a battle on the angels. Mostly the Gabriel who brought the word of God. Briefly go back there, we shall come back.
Daniel 10.
19-21.
Daniel esule yekumi n'olunyiri olw'ekumi n'omwenda. Nayogera nti, gwe omusajja omwagalwa ennyo, totya, emirembe kibeere gy'oli, beera n'amaanyi, weewaawo, beera n'amaanyi. Awo bwe yayogera nange, ne mpeebwa amaanyi, ne njogera nti, Mukama wange ayogere, kubanga ompadde amaanyi. N'alyoka ayogera nti, omanyi kyenvudde nkitya gy'oli? Ne kaakano n'addayo okulwana n'omulangira ow'e Perusi. Era bwe ndivaayo, laba, omulangira ow'e Buyonaani alijja.
Medo Persia ng'ekwako.
Has Medo Persia finished?
Greek yali esituka kati.
Greek was rising up.
Yensolo gye tuyita
eyokusatu. It's the third beast.
Era bisengengo.
Which appears like a leopard.
Naye baatandikirawo okulwanisa abagabugiri abaleeta ebyawandiikibwa.
Then they began to fight Gabriel who brought the scripture.
Kubanga baakimanya kati ate otawo lweyongeddemu
ebintu. Knew the battle that had the ingredients in it.
Abaana ba Isirayiri baalinga mu nsi yaabwe.
Israel were in their country.
Nga babeera n'ebyawandiikibwa byabwe.
And they had their scriptures there.
Ati bitatuuka kuna wonna.
Now they have begun to spread everywhere.
Ne mu Babiloni.
Even in the Babylon they have reached.
Buri mulembe gye bali
abasifrit generation that there
ate bazo okumutegeeza ebyandikwambyandi kwe byomukulu
come tell the scriptures read them
abantu nga bakimanyi bajja kutukula olwe ekigambo
people do they will get cleaned by the word
but jibwe kama bala
and they will get no spots
nina okwongera mu lutawo lw'okulwanisa ebyawantu
and in the battle to fight scriptures
abantu babereke ona amabala
people will have some spots and wrinkles
olutawo lwe rumu
the same battle
olw'okubanga mu battle niyo ensolo ey'okuna
in the version of the fourth beast
erinofuga paka omusango
which has to reign to the era of the judgment.
It
joined all the three versions.
But
fighting the word up to now is moving on.
We hear
the word, we get cleansed.
Bible says we are in
the word. Our sins are revealed.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
there is a repentance.
Let's
finish Daniel.
Daniel esule yekumi n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu olumu.
Daniel 10 verse 21.
Naye n'akubuulira ebyawandiikibwa mu byawandiikibwa eby'amazima. So si wali ali ku luyi lwange okulwanyisa abo. Wabula Mikayiri omulangira wammwe.
Yes, ye
basibuleze.
Omulembe gwa kabaka guno ogwa kabaka bw'ensolo.
The era of the kingdom of the beast.
Eyokusatu.
The third beast.
Erabikidde mu mungo.
Which appeared in the form of a leopard.
Yamabada
of the spores,
wakabaka bwa Satan,
the kingdom of the devil,
omoyo ogwo mu version eyo,
the spirit in this version.
Wakitegeera nti abantu kasaba baleetamu ekigambo kya Katonda bagenda tukuzibwa.
It understood if they leave the word of God, people they will be cleansed.
Bagamba mamanyi.
And they said,
amabada gaviira ddala eri ku mutima.
They have to force these spores come from their hearts.
Ekibi kiri mu
mushaka. Something is entangled in their blood. And people don't repent.
And
it has to wage a war between angels with the word who bring the
word.
Angels who fell serving in the kingdom of the devil. Those which arose in different versions. But we have to fight with those who bring the word very much.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
And
you may hear the spore. The beast had
spots.
Why they bring its spots?
What did
they do, people, to move on and have more spots?
You know,
we said this car of beasts.
People pick
the silver.
Those are the sports.
Praise the Lord.
There
are like 5 days.
But the neighbors have to
I've been asking on this word.
Where
Bible says revelations.
That
like I said, they have been given a mark of the beast. On their foreheads.
On their
right hands.
Now
I saw the foreheads. But I asked where they put on their right hand.
Then
another thing.
And
you ask, this car appears how?
Era lwaki abantu bagamba nti okujjako ng'ofunye akabonero k'ensolo oba enkovu
yaabo.
So nebaza Katonda
buli
kaseera awulira emyoyo gyaffe nga gisinga n'atusinkanira mu biro
ebituufu
okuwonya emmeeme zaffe.
Mpozi ekintu ekirala ky'ojja okuzuula lwaki ku mukono gwo guno.
Why on your right hand? You know, on the right hand there is meant to be only the right
ears.
They have to put a seal on you there that you shift from there to become a god to the left. And you shift from the hand of the right ears to the one of the unright ears. Things go deep.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
For
we had as they put a seal upon you, they seal upon you like an old iron. On your spirit.
It's
why they read number
346. This
is the lie they have written on the body.
Those
picked what's in the spiritual realm.
And
when you see a Muslim put his forehead on the floor, you know, spots are filled within him. After having a false gospel.
Now, the way you say you're
going to wash your privacy, that's falsehood. How they have never ceased to commit immorality, that they have gone to cleanse themselves. And they wash the mouth. And they wash the ears. And they wash their butts. That they come to their God when they are holy. Kingdom of the beast lies so much. God doesn't know you have to come from your inner man while you're righteous.
You reach
your body when you do acts of righteousness.
But
it's of your body. It's you. Even your mouth. But
it
said, let your righteousness not be of the outer one. Inner man, first and foremost. First Peter chapter 3. These ones wash their ears and their mouth and they speak out that they are getting wudu. What do you call it? You know, when we used to be young, you had them getting wuzu. And
we
used to mock them on their way. And they say that when they touch on you, the wuzu is ceasing to be on you. What is it called?
Hmm?
Wuzu. God too surprises us. We abuse, but don't abuse
the devil.
Of some foolishness the devil brings in people. And it openly is clearly seen.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
They are filled with filth in their hearts, but they claim to wash the body.
Now
they shouldn't speak to Allah when they have that in their mouth.
But speak to
vulgar and evil words.
They have
never washed that from their mouth before.
Yes, you was you.
Praise Jesus.
But
we are explaining to you still about the beast appearing like a leopard. Like a leopard.
Yes, you was you.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You have spokes, what does it mean? Spokes fighting the word which is meant to cleanse you. To fight the blood of Jesus. But because they joined these versions, and they came up from the Roman Empire, known as the Roman Catholic, till the word is what they first put aside. And they tell you, the work of this evangelism has ended there. And they printed another book. I don't know where they got it from. And those who preach, they have nothing to preach. Now, what God refused is what they do. God told us in Isaiah 58. Refuse us to put ash on ourselves. But they have been putting ash on their selves.
Said,
the person I chose, is it like that? The dead person oppresses their spirit. They put a cloth on themselves, putting ash on themselves. But they put putting ash on their forehead. You wait a little.
Some of the religion,
you don't understand where those things came from. The moment has come, you open the eyes of your understanding and the eyes of your mind. Those are there to oppose what God refuses. In Deuteronomy 4, 62 down, don't model that image of a man or woman. Worship, that's what they did. They are there to argue with God. But when they humble in their garments, they had two horns.
But
you see that the battle has been waged. The battle is going to be stirred up. When you raise those your horns, first ask that foolishness began when? For we started truth.
Don't
reject the Bible and say, you are on your own things. You get the hearts of the religious people and you clothe them in their clothes and garments, and you abandon the armor of the priesthood, which is in Ephesians 6. The belt of truth in the waist, the breastplate of righteousness. They brought their garments very different.
People,
there is a church, things got perverse. Here we are introducing the right Christ at his church and the false Christ at the church. But it's about to burst out. Pastor, born again, Pastor, how dare you clothe those garments yourself? The world is to see something very surprising. God promised
for us to be
witnesses. We thank God for those witnesses. Every witness about everything, they will be captured very well.
Yes, he was
raised, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Go to Ephesians 5 back.
Ephesians 5:25. Abasajja, mwagalenga bakazi bammwe, era nga Kristo bwe yayagala ekkanisa ne yeewaayo ku lwayo, alyoke agitukuze ng'amaze okugirongoosa n'okuginaaza n'amazzi mu kigambo, alyoke akyereetere yennyini ekkanisa ey'ekitiibwa nga terina bbala newankubadde olufunyiro newankubadde kyonna ekifaanana nga bino, naye ebeere entukuvu eteriko bulema.
Yesu ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus. Amen.
Nti alioke yedwalire kanisa.
That will take yourself a church.
Etalina bala.
Without fault.
Wankubadde olufu.
Man wrinkle.
Yesu ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Ugatebelezamu.
Another problem is here.
You know, when we began it on this game
of beast appearing like a lover, it's with sports. It's a kingdom filled with sports and wrinkles. That is Greek. Out of which came out a dangerous version of Roman Empire. Jesus wants a spotless church without wrinkle.
But when the
Roman Empire, you see what they did.
They
came back as a Roman Catholic. And they changed the church to the building. Jesus going to come back for the building? And it has no spot or wrinkle? And let me tell you, when we wish to get saved, to go back where salvation began, pursue the us and brought back their things in us. What surprises most? We didn't change much to realize that we are the church. God build this to call them churches. Stuck in the human spirit.
But
right now you tell those people that are going to for fellowship in that place, they feel a battling. They said, there is a synagogue. They say, what are you speaking to you? That is the church, our building, our church. The battle is in people. You are the church, and where you gather from is a synagogue. Up to now, it's not ceased to be in your mind well. You who was learned. In the blood you feel flowing in your vessels, in the heart.
And you say we're
going to the synagogue. What is that you're talking? You call someone in front of
me
and tell them, praise Jesus who made us a holy church. You are the church. You will get surprised over that.
The
foolishness is so amazing.
You know, you
said build cathedrals that the powerful churches. Ask yourself, is just coming back for that? Came to cleanse that or not?
The
battle is very serious.
I didn't say, and
it's killed your forefather, your mother. It's also an
adult,
even your children. It was like a bear was killing father, mother, and children's children. But what surprises most? The version of the fourth beast, known as Roman Empire, the remains of the bear, who killed mother, father, and the children's children. In the Roman Empire, known as Roman Catholic. The mother
has to
be a Catholic, the father.
Even
the child, you dedicate them while young in the Catholic church. To come to pass the beast will force the younger and the old.
Now,
the younger, you understand nothing, they force you to dedicate to the Catholic church. One man who has not had wisdom has spoken and said, we thank them, our mother, the church, the Catholic church. When you see a bald head over him,
I
want people to be outside arguing things they don't understand. We need to see and understand how things are before you argue. And before you say people in that place are always abusing. You know, people don't want to be speaking of their sins.
And
find someone on the way they have brought the miniskirts. Tell them they scat your clothes. And they get angry. But when they sit on the motorbike, they pull it down. Pull it down.
Pull
it down. Clothing where you pull it and scat down. we speak of the evil of someone, because they have an evil spirit of the beast in them, they get angered.
You have
the spirit of God, humble and
repentant.
When the spirit of God is this liberty.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It's not that.
Psalms 51:12.
Restore the joy of
salvation.
Sustain with the spirit of liberty.
2 Corinthians 3:15-17.
Our God is spirit.
Where
the spirit of glory is, there is liberty.
Now,
why are you getting angered if you have the spirit of God? We see the spirit of God in you and we study.
You are tied with the rocks with the word of God which measure. Yes, we have
praised you. Let's finish here.
Ephesians 5:27. Bwekibagwani de bwekityo abasajja okwagalanga bakazi baabwe bennyini ng'ebyabwe bennyini. Ayagala mukazi we yennyini yeyagala yekka. Kubanga tewali muntu eyali akyaye omubiri gwe yennyini. Naye akuliisa agujjanjaba. Era nga Kristo bwajjanjaba ekkanisa.
Christ takes care of the church. Like we had in Matthew 10.
He
gave us authority to chase demons.
To
heal all diseases. I don't know whether the church they take care of is a building right now.
Why we never bishop?
You know we have bishops. They move on building that you are the church.
There
are those who are reverence even.
Most high, right?
I hear the most light reverend. Began in the era of the Greek. Beast appearing in form of a leopard. The kingdom of the devil. The dangerous spots within the human blood and righteousness
which
even in the heart is engraved in there. Ephesians 5:30.
Kubanga tuli bitundu bya mubiri gwe. Omuntu kyanava ngaleka kitaawe ne nyina ne yeetaba ne mukazi we. Nabo bombi banaabanga omubiri gumu. Ekyama kino kikulu, naye njogera ku Kristo n'ekkanisa.
Ekyama kino yakyogerako nga kiki?
This mystery speaks of it.
Kikulu.
And it's very profound.
N'ayogera ku Kristo n'ekkanisa.
When it speaks of Christ and His church.
Ati goyinza okulaba obwakabaka obulinga
ng'engo. See the kingdom appearing like a leopard.
N'ogamba nayo oba kiki kino?
You wonder, what is this?
Kumbe ekyama kino kikulu.
Yet this is a profound mystery.
Kiri wakati w'ekkanisa ya Kristo etalina kuba na bbala
n'olufumiro. Of the church of Christ which is not meant to have spot or wrinkles.
Yalina okunonotwalibwa.
Which has to come take home.
N'obwakabaka bwa Sitaani nga buleese ekkanisa zaamu.
The kingdom of the devil brought its own charges.
Ngazirina abala.
And they have spots.
Ngatibakiriza kutukuzibwa na kigambo.
Don't accept be cleansed by the word.
Era sebo kubatuza nga mutudde wa
mpira mu kigambo. See them like we have started to be in the word.
Babira batumuna kusaw.
They are always looking on their watch.
Bamaga.
They are looking around.
They are wandika.
And they are not writing.
Bova wandisa, bova wandika.
If they are writing, I don't know what they are writing.
Watumula mu kitabo cha.
When you look in their book.
What
is wrong with church?
People
in the world don't mind.
Those
who seem to be in church, they are also out there.
Kingdom
seeking one by one, destroying them.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Amen. So, bring no quick in
the we have to be careful.
Machigambo chamabara kanu ne mfundo.
The word of the spoken records.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Amen. What ora machigambo chaka tuna no yungera.
If you subtract and add in the word of God.
Obo genze kuleta echiti kwa mabara.
There you're going to bring what's called the records.
Na yadi singo nyora.
But if you twist.
Obo tana so wandi kaputeli vuna baruka ngaka ngaka.
Right straight number 666.
That's
why we were emphasized not to add no surprise, not even to distort anything. For the number moves in the midst of twisting to bring the spots.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But like we first heard,
as
we wind up this beast like a leopard.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
We
had the first theme of chapter
4.
They told us this.
First
Timothy 4 from verse 1.
Naye omwoyo ayogera lwatu nti mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma walibaawo abaliva mu kukkiriza nga bawulira emyoyo gikyamya n'okuyigiriza kwa basitaani olw'obunnanfuusi bw'abalimba nga bookebwa emyoyo gyabwe nga n'ekyuma ekyokya.
Yesu obwakabaka buno obwa
Greek
bwalimu emyoyo kati ate egyefudde egiyigiriza
ebyawandiikibwa
naye nga baali boogera ebintu ebyongera okuleeta amabala
era
nga omwoyo ogwo
guba
gukwokya eri ennamba ku mwoyo
ogwo the 666 on your spirit.
Okuyita mu bibi byobeera ogenda mu maaso n'okukola.
All the sins you move on to commit.
Era bw'oba obadde okyanoonya enkovu no enkovu ya sitaani
najye. If you look for the mark of the devil upon you.
Yonna yonna gy'otambulira nga banyola ekigambo kya Katonda.
Wherever you move as they twist the word of God.
Batoolamu ne bongeramu.
They subtract and add in it.
Ogenda mu maaso n'otambulira wansi w'ennamba eyo.
Move on under this number.
Mpozi twala ba mu Ezekiel.
We saw in Ezekiel. That pen which writes lies
was Jeremiah.
Jeremiah
17 from verse 1.
Ekibi kya Yuda kyawandiikibwa ne kalaamu ey'ekyuma.
Obadde owulira mutemesa oba kugambye
nti
omwoyo guli kukuwandiikako nga n'ekyuma
the other spirit engraves upon you like an old iron
nga gwokyerera nga n'ekyuma. Kati abamu balinda mbu bagenda giwandiika
and write direct on your forehead. These things have been working. The number
666.
If this has begun, emphasis the devil was chased from heaven. Emphasis was chased from being a cherubim. He was the third cherubim.
He
had been anointed.
From
the seven spirits of God. But the spirit of God was broken from him.
And he
remained with the six spirits which God cast.
And
the people of the third cherubim moved on to put in place those six people six. And to create his trinity. And he's the first,
and so
the beast
on
which Jezebel sits,
and
the false prophet. As we've seen, move as we wind on.
Jeremiah 17 verse 1. Ekibi kya Yuda kyawandiikibwa ne kalaamu ey'ekyuma n'ejjinja erya alimansi essongovu kyayolebwa ku kipande eky'omutima gwabwe ne ku mayembe ag'ebyoto byammwe.
Ekalaamu ey'ekyuma eyo
pen which is of
iron, it
wants to engrave that
thing, out
of which it makes the number
666.
Like we told you, they begin with the spots and they go with the wrinkles.
amabala kwe kutoleramo ddala ekigambo
bakikubuulira kitoddemunebongeramu kati
mulimu abatatoolamu naye ng'anyoola ategeeza
kirala
katusome ebyandiko ebyo nga bina
tukomekereze
ebikwatagana
n'engoyi obwakabaka obulingeoba
tumumaleyo olutojjana budde bukyali tukyalinakiika tugenda mu
maaso
kusimira mu kyamateeka esula yokuna tugambibwa
bwetuoya
olusooka n'olwokubiri
ekyamateeka esula yokuna kulinya olusooka ne kaakano gwe Isirayiri wulira amateeka n'emisango bye mbayigirisa okubikolanga mulyoke mube balamu muyingire mulye ensi Mukama Katonda wa bajjajjammwe gy'abawa. Temwongeranga ku kigambo kye mbalagira, so temukisalangako. Mukwatenga ebiragiro bya Mukama Katonda wammwe bye mbalagira.
Ati okutoolamu kw'ebyawandiikwa bino n'okwongeramu
ekyo
kyali kyafuuka kangubuli mu muntu mu musayi omuntu nga kyayingirira
ddala
ng'omwoyo gwa sitaani tegumuganya kunnyonnyola ebintu nga
bwebiri
era ng'ayinaotoolamu n'ayongeramu
mpaka
ng'omuntu afunye
amabala.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Era nga mukubikulirwa.
In like Revelation.
Esule ya 22.
18-22.
Kubanga kasita kana kutanda otola mno yongera.
If you just subtract and add in.
Kumugabo gwo bulamu batoliko.
On the portion of life you are not counted on it.
Obo yolekera kusikirira.
You had destruction.
Atuulire.
Kubikulirwa esule ya 22 n'olunyiwa 18. Ntegeeza buli muntu awulira ebigambo eby'obunnabbi obw'ekitabo kino nti omuntu yenna bw'ayongerangako ku byo, Katonda alyongerako ku ye ebibonyobonyo ebiwandiikiddwa mu kitabo kino. Era omuntu yenna bw'ajyangamu mu bigambo eby'ekitabo eky'obunnabbi buno, Katonda aliggyako omugabo gwe ku muti ogw'obulamu ne ku kibuga ekitukuvu ebiwandiikiddwa mu kitabo kino.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Ati olutawo luno.
Now this battle.
Olw'amabala.
Of the sports.
Ag'obutali butuukirivu.
Of unrighteousness.
Agalabikidde mu bwakabaka obw'ebweru.
Which have appeared in this kingdom of the beasts.
Omanyiddwa nga Greek.
Which is known as the Greek.
Baalinga bakwata ne malayika ne ababuulire ku bigambo byatwala ati sibatole mbongere.
They used to arrest even an angel to tell to inquire the words he was taking that they can add in them.
Babikuwenga kisibiri kifura ne.
And they give them to when they have been twisted.
Kati webaalabanga tekibamalidde.
When they saw it was not enough.
Okwata bamalayika.
To capture angels.
Ne balumba mu bantu.
They attacked in human beings.
Ne batandika okweyisa gwe bwennyini okutoolamu n'okwongera.
They began to use you yourself to subtract and add in the word of God.
Osobola okutta abalala bangi.
That you can kill many others.
N'okubongerako amabala n'enfunyi.
And to add on them spots and wrinkles.
Era nga wano watuma okubaawo ekigambo ky'okunyoola ebintu.
And here is where the word came of twisting the words.
Olusuku bagamba luguli akusatu.
They tell you the garden is in the third heaven.
N'agolimba abantu muli Saudi Arabia.
And you lie to people that is in Saudi Arabia.
Simanyi mu Iraq.
I hear in the Iraq.
Obinyoddenyodde.
You twisted them.
Bagamba mukulu ekibuga kyaggwadde okuzimba.
They said the city in heaven was already finished to build.
Ogaba kutera ababulizi nga bagamba bakyateekako matafaali.
And they tell you they are still putting a brick upon your structure in heaven.
Kati ate guno omulembe ate kiri bubi nnyo.
You in this generation it's worse.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga bw'asooka okulabula mu Isaiah agamba bw'ati.
One thing Isaiah told us this.
Isaiah 29:15
mpaka
16 agamba bw'ati.
Isaiah 29 olunyiro 15 zibasanze abo abakenye wansi okweka Mukama okuteesa kwabwe, n'emirimu gyabwe giri mu kizikiza. Ne boogera nti ani atulaba era ani atumanyi? Muvuunikira ddala ebintu, omubumbi bali mwenkanya ebbumba. Ekintu ekikolebwa n'okwogera nekyogera ku oyo okuvvuunika
kw'ebyawandiikibwa
turn upside down scriptures
na buli kintu kyonna
in everything
kwongera amabala mu bantu
adding sport in the people
kubanga obwakabaka obwo bw'ensolo
the kingdom of the beast
bakugamba bulwanisa omuntu okuvira ddala mu kifaananyi kya katonda
they say they fight a human being from the image of God
okumukakasa nga bwe yava mu ziki
to prove them how they came from the egg
Yesu
yebuzi. Praise Jesus.
Muli muna abalote biroto bya mwengo fukuse zike ngo
tu. You would dream dreams that would become an ape you're running.
Aba mu olinga zike ngo lina ngiri.
Some of you are like a bone with long hair.
Aba mu tebusala bya nyingo olabira
dai. Some of you don't cut your forehead you see it's gotten filled with hair.
Ibo kama yali akulaga je olekedde kati mbwa kabaka bwenso.
God showed you where you're heading the kingdom of the beast.
Awokera kumacha kweno nya nonya.
They woke up in the morning to search on yourselves.
Yes, he was
embraced Jesus.
Na roche mbili nga munange cha kula zilinge
ize mpungu. I dreamt my hair had grown like our eagle.
Yes, he
was praised Jesus.
Amen. Kati ibintu bino mukubivunika.
You things it done upside them down.
Kuinzo kugama ati nabiko kulimba ta kumabokomi kubera mu kanisa.
We can tell you the prophet doesn't end up only be the first church. But
umuyo kukulira dala paka munsero
that spirit works right even to the world
ngoba tusomesa
in those who teach us
ne watu gamba kuava mu mazi
and they tell us we originated and came from the apes
katuna mbyandi kuaga ma nabakula mfana njango
the scriptures say made us in his image
ali watu gamba kuava mu mazi
the others tell us we came from the apes
katika tonda yezike
now is God the ape
ulido kuvuma uko kulinda
ile that direct abuse
era muchole yokuna
in the fourth piece
baadhi wa bigambo byokuvura
David what a blasphemy
kuvuro yali wakuru ennyo
to blaspheme the most high
mwemuri edo liso den
is the one is where they call God the big eyed God
okay yatu gamjali kwa ina maso
but the scripture is say has seven eyes
na yecho kukura mulinga munda mugomanyi eliso den
but isn't you know is a big eyed God
eliyo balali eyo munda mu mutima
mungu that's a spot inside your heart
olivane mobili kuno ogamba iristo deru
even leave your body claiming oh big eye God
kati oligenda wango mazo kumongera ke bigambe bibi
after speaking such a word on him
wekadona kuyato na mfana nche olina abili
you go the with his image you have two eyes
ukayo mungamanga wa ine lisiri
you say he has a big eye
yesu yebas
praise Jesus
msere bisinga butu batu ogera ku kigambe
many times when you speak of that word
katonda
God
yakukola musaidi efanana bwiti
he made you in this sign like that
nochandi badenge echo njicho yedise lili kumoyo gogwa dala
that which
is irangali mubwe
that's the rightful eye on your real spirit is one
na yeli dividing amu mukira buli kintu
bali ndi yewi
kumakono gogwa deno gogwa
your body in the left and right hand
era na okutuku moyo goli na okutuku system yo moyo
on your spirit you have one ear
yewa kwa body system mfana nchi akatonde ifulu mya matwa abi
but the given system the image of God releases two ears
yabayo gera kwabayo gera no moyo ta ino kutoku au ilo moyo
cha that's why the spirit says the one who has an ear let them hear what the spirit says to the church the spirit of one ear
abayo gera tetara no muntu
uwo muda system in a man you
moyo
your spirit
asomo mukuru kwesule yokobi
revelation
verse 7 I know kutwa uliyo moyo
wako was an ear let them hear what the spirit said
that ya gamba lina matu
why did he say the one with ears
that otega uliya boroni
this can't hear clear
kubanga omuntu no omubuliranga okutuko omoyo te kugusa abatategira
preach someone and the spiritual ear is not satisfied they can't understand
yes he was
praise Jesus
na hiyo nabii wewe ni
but all those is like that
ukusina mpita chokubiri
according to second Peter
sura ya 7
chapter 3
amagara na mfundire
mtuya rings we speak of them
agari kubwa kabaka munobwengo
which are on the kingdom of the
Lord ndani ya focusinze kuchi
they are focusing on what
Peter chokubiri sura ya 7 15 kuno mukaba
Peter chokubiri sura ya 7 olinyire 15 era mulubozenga ngo kugomekiza kwa mukama wafe bwe bulokozi Era nga muganda wafe omwagala Paulo omge yaweebwa bwe yawandiika era nga mu bbaluwa ze zonna ngayogera ku ebyo mu zo omuli ebimu ebizibu okutegeera abatamanyi n'abatali banywefu bye banyoola era nga n'ebyawandiikibwa ebirala olw'okuzikirira kwabwe bo
Yesu
So
gotuka tuogira ku bwa kabako bulingengo
when we speak of the kingdom like the leopard The kingdom of the devil is forcing the brink of
it.
Have you ever seen how a spot is? It has its zero. You go back and look at Leopard Clear. Told us they preach to us, but we don't realize that.
You
see a zero,
spot
like that. You see the number 666 of the animal on the spot of a leopard. When you go back, watch the video, wildlife documentary, look at the leopard. When in the sportsman wrinkles,
still
the number 666. Except when they accept the word and the words to cleanse them,
you
see another an evil spirit. Scriptures, you hate the destruction. Remember one thing. The devil began to look for in Matthew 4 to begin to twist scriptures.
Because
the devil can't come direct to people. Now he passed through false prophets. Twist scriptures that they can destroy people.
Here
the right person is church. It's false Christ in the churches.
It's
where
you're
going to discover the secrets of the third seed. Yeah, what? How does it work?
It's
not scriptures, subtracting and adding them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
You know, all numbers will be seeing them. The first six. Six twisted fruits of the devil. The second six. In the detestable things. In the abomination and darkness of forsaking God. Under Jezebel. And the seven heads. But the third six,
much
in subtracting and adding scripture, to distort them.
Roman
Catholic, Roman Catholic, what they have done to this world.
Put
things as church, but they have subtracted and added
things.
That's what they call the false prophet. Subtracts, adds in God's word, they twist it. Ezekiel 37.
Yes,
they see bones in the valley. And
they
children of Israel. And they twist, say, that's your source span. And
it's
worse these days. It's worse. The Roman Empire of Israel.
In
its era as it began. They withdrew scriptures from people and they were teaching
human beings.
The Pharisees. They were captured by the beasts. Some never believed that even angels. Others never believed there is the Holy Spirit. And he's fought with the Messiah, the Lord Jesus. The scriptures, but they fought him. The battle was very serious. And that's now it's moving on.
Roman Empire, Empire
has never slept it awoke a flesh. And it spread the entire world. Passed through an image which was molded.
The
Bible says that beast got a wound. The wound of the sword of the word of God. In the ear of the Lord Jesus and the apostles. But they molded an image. That image
is
the Roman Catholic.
That
the beast kept the image breath and it spoke like the devil. Now people are
waiting
that the image of the beast will come on the world.
But
they called us.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
kati wakati ya wonga bako liki fana nye
in the midst of the made the image
baga mankibaya kuro kwa sanye nsuri indalala
rei toloto no walk at the smaller
ni inama yembe gari ngogo wa mwana
gweni and owns like of the Lamb of God
niyo kijani viyama gini
and it came with miracles
niyo kanisa yoguro kwa zika
kinduwe yoguri imbe the church of salvation which is false so
far anima yu ya vama Roman Empire
it's true it came from the Roman Empire
kufora
that's why
mchiti wa Roman Empire wa Roman Catholic
what's called Roman Catholic
murugendo nga e kanisa yoguro kwa zibia ebya magere diyo muri imbe
miracles of the born again church salvation as it moves
Roman Catholic in
Roman Catholic has shown that they too they have been doing the same things. You go to Bukalambo in Uganda came back and
protested
the power is moving in the Roman Catholic.
This had born another way
bones like of the Lamb of God.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Amen. Name what you have,
but they told us.
Not to send by your name, sorry, you
end up with the third.
Oh, many working Jacqueline, you've been moving your Joker, so they
you know why I want to get explained with the fourth beast.
The real version is also Nessa.
The other is the version of all these three.
Well, but I hear you're going to move up for police,
but they added in another.
Zino to Ziba Dena Namitoma Sam.
These ones have not been having seven heads.
We've
ended with this one with four heads. But this which came had seven heads. Even horns.
They're
going to be looking at
them.
Most of them we've seen them. But the Lord said, we are not like many of them who distort the word of God. Second Corinthians chapter 4. We began from verse
1.
Second Corinthians 4 from verse 1.
Kali, kubanga tulina okuwereza okwo, nga bwe twasaasirwa, tetuddirira. Naye twagaana. Ebyensonyi ebikisibwa.
Nti bino bintu byansonyi bibaddeyo nga bikolebwa.
A simple thing that can be done.
Nifu twabyegaana.
But we renounced such things.
Kubanga tugenda kwekwasa kwasa nsonyi bwo.
For we're not going to be ashamed.
Mbu ebyekkanisa ebigenda mu maaso byenyini.
The things of the church moving under the rightful.
Siya, nga tulabira ddala amazima
genyini. When we see the real truth.
Tugenda kubye naffe tuwekweke twekwatirira.
That which we hide.
Omanyi. That
we shall not speak of them. People refuse to be born again and saved. They to be saved will be saved. The righteous will move on to be more righteous. Even the evil will get more evil.
Yeah,
we don't need to hide anything.
We are
exposing everything not right.
Bakorinso ekyokubiri esule yokuna n'olinyi lwakubiri.
Second Corinthians 4 verse 2.
Naye twagaana ebyensonyi ebikisibwa, nga tetutambulira mu bukuusa, so tetukyamya kigambo kya Katonda.
Teri kukyamya.
There is no distorting.
Kubanga abanyoola tutegedde.
Those who distort we
baweereza bwakabaka bwa Satan.
They are serving the kingdom of the devil.
Buli obwo amabala n'enfumi.
That of the spot and the wrinkles.
Obulabikira mu mporogoro.
Which appears in the lower part.
Bakolisa chakubile sule yokuna n'olu nyiriri olwokubiri.
Second Corinthians 4 verse 2.
Na yu olwokulabisa amazima. Ngatwe gendeleza eyo omwoyo gwa buli muntu mu maaso ga Katonda. Na ye okubikibwako obanga enjiri yaffe ebikibwako mwabo ababula. Katonda ow'emirembe kino yaziba amaaso g'amagezi gaabwe abatakkiriza. Omusana ogw'enkiri ey'ekitiibwa kya Kristo, oyo kye kifaananyi kya Katonda, gulemenga okubaakira.
Nti abantu abamu,
some people,
bagenda kakanyala ku lwabwe.
They are going to pardon for their own self.
Bewaayo eri omwoyo.
And they give themselves to the evil spirit.
Ogw'ensolo, ogw'obwakabaka bw'ensolo.
The kingdom of the beasts.
Omusana guno ogw'ekigambo gulemenga okubaakira.
The light of the word never to shine on them.
Naye buli kimu ekigambibwa nti. Kifaanagana ebiringa ebyo.
We everything shown that appears like those.
Tukyasanguza ne tukyegaalirawo nga
lwe. Pose it and we reject it.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Amen. Kubanga ye bw'ayogera mu lunyiro. Okay, katugende mu maaso.
Let's proceed on.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri essula eyokuna n'olunyiriri olwokuna. Katonda ow'emirembe gino bwe yaziba amaaso g'amagezi gaabwe abatakkiriza, omusana ogw'enkiri ekitiibwa kya Kristo, oyo kye kifaananyi kya Katonda, gulemenga okubaakira. Kubanga tetwebuulira ffekka, wabula Kristo Yesu nga ye Mukama waffe, naffe nga tuli baddu bammwe ku lwa Yesu. Kubanga Katonda yeyogera nti omusana guli yaka mu kizikiza.
Era kankana gukola ki?
Gwaka.
Gwaka.
Eyayeka mu mitima gyaffe okuleeta omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo.
Tuleese omusana
era
nga tumanye omwe mutukuvu
atukulembedde.
Nsuubira wategedde ensula eno yabika ng'embwa.
Expect you understood the beast appearing like a leopard.
Obwakabaka bwa Satani.
The kingdom of the devil.
Obwagolokoka mu bantu.
Which are walking in the midst of people.
Agayitibwa amazzi amangi.
Those known the many waters.
Nga yali Greek.
This was Greek.
Yesu yebuzibu.
Praise Jesus.
Wabula bo bwakabaka obwali bufokasinze ku nsonga eyo.
The kingdom which focused on this issue.
Naye emitwe omusanvu.
But on the seven heads.
Muna emitwe ena egiri ku nsonga
eyo. All the four heads on this beast.
Nga Daniel esula omusanvu bwatu.
Daniel 7 has told us.
Onyola omukaga katulusome tu.
Verse 6, let's read it.
Daniel esula omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Daniel 7 verse 6.
Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ne ntunula era laba endala ng'engo eyalina ebiwawaatiro bina eby'ennyonyi ku mabega gaayo, era ensolo yalina emitwe ena n'eweebwa okufuga.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Amen.
Ensolo eno,
this beast,
yalina ebiwawaatiro.
It had wings.
Bitegeeza ki?
It means what?
Omwoyo ogw'omu bbanga.
The sixth spirit.
Ogusobola okufugira mu bbanga.
Which can reign within
a
space. Like Ephesians 2 tells us. In the same way. Is the kingdom which can work with the alien. To make rockets to be able to move up in the space. And they began right in Babylon.
Ebyokubeera n'ebyowaatiro.
Of being with wings.
Okukola ennyonyi n'ebiringa ebyo.
To make the things.
Waliwo abasobola okubuuka direct.
And those who can fly direct.
Wabaawo abayita mu bizungirizi.
And those who pass rockets.
N'ennyonyi.
And the aeroplanes.
Yesu lwaki bakugamba obwakabaka obubeera n'ebyowaatiro?
It says the kingdom which has wings.
Okusobola nga bw'olabira ennyonyi bw'ebeera
n'ebyowaatiro. Like that you see on aeroplane.
Okubuuka.
To fly.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Naye emitwe ena.
And the foreheads.
Twaginyonyolwako mu kubikulirwa.
We've got to explain revelations.
Kubikulirwa esibu ya 17. Kubikulirwa esibu ya 17 n'olw'omwenda.
Revelation 17.
Kubikulirwa esibu ya 17 olunyiri lwa 9. Awe wali omwoyo ogulina amagezi. Emiti 17 z'ensozi 17 omukazi z'atuddeko.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Amagezi agali mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Wisdom in the word of God.
Gatubuulira ku nsolo eno ate eyalina emitwe nga gyo giri ena.
It tells us of this beast with four heads.
Naye balaga nti era nazo zaali nsozi.
But they swear that still these were four mountains.
Omwenzi gwatula okufuga.
Where the devil sits to reign.
Mu biro ebyo ebya Greek.
In those era of the Greek.
Waliwo omutwe ogw'ebyobulogo.
There was the head of the spirit of wickedness.
Bobulogo bwali bukuddeyo gye mibaabo.
Spiritual wickedness was on a high level.
Wabeerawo omutwe gw'ebyobufuzi.
And was the political head still working.
Waliko n'omutwe guno gwe tuyita ogwa social
ebika. There was also the social relations of the clans.
Naye byefaananyiza ng'ebyokusinza Katonda.
And these appearing like worship of God.
Kiba gye tuyita ekkanisa ez'obulimba.
Or the false church.
Byaliwo ebiri.
They were in place.
Gye mitwe gye ena egyali ku nsolo eyo.
Those were the foreheads upon this beast.
Abasinga ku ebyo twabisoma mu mitwe giri omusanvu.
Most of these we started them in the seven heads.
Omwenzi kwatula.
Where the adversaries.
Mu topic ezaayita emabega.
The past topics.
Yes, he was
great. Praise Jesus so much. Now on the next Tuesday, we come back with that beast, the fourth one,
Roman Empire.
The Roman Empire.
What
would the man an image?
And
out of which came the Roman Catholic.
And
released another two-horned beast, which appear like of the Lamb of God.
And
spirits appear like the one of the Lamb of God. And there appeared false miracles which came. But that beast,
and
it comes the false Christ.
Matthew 24
warned of us and says that they will come working miracles and they will lie many.
So we're
going to handle it like that. And God bless you. Thank you, honey.
Amen.